From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. The U.S. drug regulator authorized Bavarian Nordic's vaccine for emergency use through injection in individuals aged 18 and older who are determined to be high risk of monkeypox infection. That's just one of the stories we'll be talking with Dr. Joel Wallach about from CriticalHealthNews.com in just a moment. Just go to that website, CriticalHealthNews.com. I want to set another record. And the toll-free number to call for help and assistance when Doc talks, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from CriticalHealthNews.com, where we give you tips and hopefully very important information to help get you through this mess that everybody seems to be going through. Doc, welcome back. How are you?
Okay, thank you so much, George. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. You are the greatest, and thank you for being who you are and getting out all this information.
Calls are rolling in for you. Emails are rolling in. I've got one that was kind of neat. It said, I know Doc doesn't like gluten, so what does he use for bread?
Okay, what I use for bread is rice. Okay, and corn, and, you know, rice crackers, that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, eat like an Asian. That's the shortest way to say it. Eat like an Asian. Eat rice and sweet potatoes and corn and that sort of stuff, and stay away from the wheat, barley, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin, but it's still gluten. And if you want to kill yourself 25 to 50 years early, eat oatmeal for breakfast every morning.
All kinds of studies coming out these days about sleep and food and everything else. They're talking about how you could save minutes off your life and add minutes to your life if you eat the right foods. It's amazing, Doc.
Oh, absolutely. You can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. And, you know, I've been yelling about this for 75 years, George. And it's one of those things.
Well, they're listening, though, finally.
Yeah. I think these outbreaks and these pandemics are taking a toll. Not only from the standpoint of people are infected and dying and that sort of thing, but it's taking a toll on the old belief that, you know, the medical system has the answers with their vaccines and all this kind of stuff. What you really want to do is have your own immune system work. And this is why some people who aren't vaccinated do very, very well, and some people who are vaccinated don't get problems. There's some people who do get vaccinated do have problems.
So that's
true. The ones
true.
That are vaccinated and do have problems are the ones that have a bad immune system because they're eating all the bad foods.
Let me ask you about a breaking story these days, and that's monkeypox. I don't think monkeypox will be nearly as bad as COVID in terms of the epidemic, but it's out there. Is it like smallpox?
Well, no, because smallpox is very deadly. The monkeypox is very easily transmitted. It provides little blisters the size of peas or grapes, and you can be covered in these things, and they can be disabling and so forth and
Jeez.
Disruptive in your life. But it has a very low mortality rate. It has a very low death rate, and so it's a totally different bug than the all these other pandemics where you have 35% death rate. This has a death rate that's kind of like below 2%.
And here we go with the FDA approving another vaccine for it. Are there other ways you can fight it without the vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. Whether you get the vaccine or not, if you get your own immune system up, and this is where you want the 90 essential nutrients. And when you have a pandemic like this, where you got one right after the other, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
It's because the population is weak, our defense systems are weak, and we're open to these things. And so what you want to do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying, no oils, no olive oil, no oils. Absolutely no, as you say, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no breads, no noodles, none of that kind, no pancakes, waffles, no tortillas, no flour tortillas. All that stuff's got to go. I even eat gluten-free ice cream, okay? You know, they make some very nice gluten-free ice cream. And I like the Dutch double chocolate chip gluten-free ice cream. I also like pistachio gluten-free ice cream. I also like, once one has all these different nuts and this, that, and the other in there, and it's Gluten-free, okay. Rocky Road, that's one thing.
Rocky Road.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
With
Rocky
the little
Road.
Chips in them.
Yeah, gluten-free. And then you also want to be eating healthy. Again, I eat a lot of rice, wild rice, Asian rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat sweet potatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. I like them soft scrambled in butter because you want the cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is your best friend. Now, doctors made a huge mistake in the 1940s, and they made a mistake, and they believed that cholesterol was causing the plaque in the arteries and blocking arteries, but it wasn't. It was oils and fried foods that was blocking the arteries and not cholesterol. And they came out with statin drugs, and by 1960, there were so many people with MS, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease didn't exist. There was lots of dementias, but Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease because it's caused by a diet that has very little cholesterol in it, and they're taking statin drugs to lower the cholesterol even further. And so we're spending a lot of time getting people to eat those three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. I have mine soft scrambled in butter. And 25% of the normal brain weight is cholesterol, makes up the white matter of the brain. And so if you want to really have a disrupted life, stay away from cholesterol. You'll have Alzheimer's disease. You'll have monkeypox. And it's going to be a mess.
Low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol,
that
isn't
correct.
It?
High cholesterol is good because 95% of the weight of male hormone, testosterone, is cholesterol. 95% of the weight of female hormones, like estrogen and progesterone, is cholesterol. And so if you want to get rid of ED, erectile dysfunction, if you want to go through menopause really easily, ladies, eat those three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Take our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with 215 nutrients in it. Stay away from all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, butter, and oats. Eat like an Asian, and you'll be good to go.
We're with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and I love it when we set a record, so just hit that website with your smartphone or your desktop and just peruse it real quickly. Here's that toll-free number to call. There are people there taking notes on what Doc will be telling you today. So if you're driving and you're on the phone with them and you can't write it down, you call the number and say, hey, I was caller number whatever. This is the time, and this is what we talked about, and they'll relay it back to you. That's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, an email in from Betty in Lincoln, Nebraska. She writes, Doc, I'm not overweight, but my A1C, which determines whether you're diabetic or not, is 8. And the doctor wants to put me on all kinds of glucose-lowering drugs. What do I do?
Okay, well, 5 to 6 is where you want to be. So 8's really not bad. When you get up to 17, then you got to worry.
That's bad. Okay.
Yeah. And so I deal with people with these problems all the time. I deal with 80 countries. And, of course, when you're talking about diabetes, that's one of the more common things. Here in America, most people don't realize it, but we have, in America, pre-diabetes, let's see here, what do we got? 96 million Americans are pre-diabetic.
Wow.
One-third of our population are pre-diabetics. Okay, it's a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic. You can have 5 generations of your family with diabetes, but that's because you live in the same place, eat the same way, kind of thing. It's not a genetic disease. It's not autoimmune. Your body's not attacking itself. It's very simple. And what you want to do per 100 pounds of body weight is take our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which has 215 nutrients in it, including the agreed-upon 90 essential nutrients. And then we have a product called Sweeties. Take 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you're on medication for diabetes, okay, don't cold turkey off your medication. But as your blood sugar begins to drop, you can reduce your medication based on the numbers. You don't need a prescription from your doctor to go to a pharmacy and get the test strips for your urine, your test strips for sticking your finger, see what your blood sugar is. And so you can monitor these things yourself. You don't need to run to the doctor's office and spend $100, you know, for an office call and spend a couple of $100 for all this lab tests. You can do it yourself. These test strips only cost like $1.50 a piece. They come, I think, the smallest.
Oh, that's not
3
bad.
In a bottle.
That's not bad at all. And should you be fasting when you take these tests?
Well, it'll give you direction, but usually you want to not eat anything. But of course, if you want to test your glucose, you want to get a glucose test. okay, then you do have to fast, okay, if you're going to get...
I've got a little glucose monitor thing that sticks your finger, you get a little drop of blood, you put the thing on there, the little test strip, and put it in your little machine, and it gives you a number.
There you go. Yeah, and they have them where you don't have to stick yourself. You know, you can do it with urine testing as well, but the testing of the glucose is very, very important, because I believe this is why we have 6,000 fatalities every year from crossing the center line when people, they go to sleep an hour or two after they eat lunch or breakfast because they have reactive hypoglycemia. They drop their blood glucose below where it's supposed to be. They fall asleep and cross the center line. 6,000 fatalities a year in America, George, from crossing the center line, and 500,000 injuries that are less than death, 500,000 injuries crossing the center line every year in America. And I believe it's because people are eating, you know, too much wheat, brown, rye, and oats, or eating too much sugar. And this is very easy to get one of these tests, okay?
They're inexpensive, too, aren't they?
Well, let's see. You can do it yourself at home. It's only a couple of bucks if you do it yourself.
Well, that's not bad. It's a little sugar, though, not bad for you to take.
Well, a little sugar is not bad if you're taking your 90 essential nutrients, because then your liver and your pancreas and your kidneys and your heart and all your tissues can deal with the sugar.
I had a candy bar today, and I feel guilty.
Okay, well, if you're taking the 90 essential nutrients and you ate a candy bar, you're good to go, unless you ate a candy bar that had wheat, brown, rye, and oats in it. So you got to read the labels.
I better read the labels.
Read the labels, make sure there's no wheat, brown, rye, and oats in there. But, again, you know, a little bit of sugar is okay, but you want to make sure you're not getting a reaction towards dropping your blood glucose down to the point where you're going to get sleepy. You know, you know people. They come over to your house and they have dinner with you, and then they sit on the couch or watching TV a half hour after dinner.
Out like a light.
Yeah, they're out like a light. That's because they have reactive hypoglycemia, and I think that's what's happening on our highways, because almost all of these deaths and impact injuries, 500,000 impact injuries and 6,000 deaths every year in America,
crazy.
Crossing the center line, I believe it's because, and they all happen between 1 o'clock and 4.
Hold on, Doc. We're going to come back and take calls early with you, and then we've got calls next hour as well. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We shall take your calls when we come back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we'll do it next hour as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Noy, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call at any time, by the way. You can call all week if you want. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, Doc, you're still doing your Ask Doc on Fridays?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Rebecca Kozak, she is just tremendous. We have a great relationship. We're on every Friday for 2 hours, and we take calls for 2 hours, and it's really great because we're getting calls from all over the world.
Full information at CriticalHealthNews.com, and you're in. It's really early on Friday, isn't it?
It's 8 o'clock a.m., not too early, 8 o'clock a.m.
Pacific time.
To 10, so it's 2 hours, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, and that's the Pacific time, okay? And the range is quite wide, so you know, I usually start out with a little monologue on a particular subject, and then we take questions, whether it's on that subject or not, we take any questions that people throw at us. And it's one of those things where I spent a lot of time around the world when I was in the military, and so I speak a lot of languages and so forth, and it's one of those things where we really appreciate people calling in. And we do, every Friday night, we do an hour Zoom in Australia and New Zealand.
Good for you.
Thursday night, we do an hour Zoom into the Philippines, and so we're covering as much territory as we can.
I was going to say, where do you get your energy, but I know. You take your own stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I only eat two meals a day. And, of course, the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the MSM, the collagen peptides for my immune system and my bone marrow and making white blood cells and platelets and all that kind of stuff. And then, let's see here, I take my hormone stuff. I eat my three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. I also have our Zera test, which is the raw material for the Sertoli cells and the testicles to make testosterone. And so I'm in good shape in that territory. I don't have any of that ED stuff and all that kind of thing. I'm 83 years old.
Good for you. Yeah, your birthday's on the same as mine.
June 4th.
Yep, absolutely. Special day. We've got calls for you, Doc. They're lining up like crazy. Let's take a few while we continue, and we'll take calls next hour as well. Let's go to Robert in New York. Welcome to the program. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, George and Dr. Wallach, and best wishes from Dr. Jennifer Daniels when we enjoyed having dinner with you in Syracuse, New York, and you decided that I should not have French fries, but I should have a glass of wine instead. What kind would you recommend?
Okay, well, how can we help you today?
Well, also, I would like to have your opinion on carnivora and the immunostem and adaptostem, and what would you recommend to rebuild your cartilage in your knees, which I've had a little issue with, but also I've had a bit of a challenge with a stroke situation and
smoking,
in the heart, some extreme pain through the fingers that all the way up to the shoulders across. And so I was hoping that you'd give me a few pointers.
Let me ask you a question.
I really wish you all the best. I think of you all the time. You're in my prayers every day.
Well, I appreciate that because we see a lot of people, and I certainly appreciate your prayers. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. How much do you weigh, sir?
Oh, about 240.
225, 250. Yeah. What do you weigh?
240-ish, Doc.
Okay, 240, okay. And then, let's see here. You have, what are the symptoms you have right now?
Numbness in my right hand and fingers and the right side of my
questions.
A bit of a numbness from the stroke.
How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times, 10 times?
Oh, I used to get up quite often, but lately I've reduced it? Not so much. What's that?
How many times do you get up at night to urinate?
Probably a couple now.
Okay, say 2 to 3, okay?
Yep.
All right. And then it's one of those things where do you have any ringing or tinnitus in your ears?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any balance or vertigo or dizziness problems?
Absolutely. I had my left eardrum broken when I was 12 by a general practitioner with a big hot water syringe.
Okay.
I lost my balance.
You have osteoporosis of your skull, squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and squeezing your spinal cord, and that's why you have this peripheral neuropathy in your hands, all this tingling and numbness. Okay, because your skull is squeezing your spinal cord.
That's contributing to maybe most of his ills, isn't it?
Exactly. And so we actually have a book, it's called It's All in Your Head, goes into all of the symptoms of this problem, All in Your Head. Goes into 25 different diseases, including all the ones we've just talked about in your situation. And then Rebecca Kozak and myself, the lady that George was asking about just a little bit earlier, we do those 2 hours every Friday. We did a mutual two different way interview to update this book, It's All in Your Head, because it had been out for a year and we collected data from people by the hundreds and by the thousands who are taking this information. And the subtitle is How to Prevent the Osteoporosis of the Skull, MS, and when we redo this one, because we're soon to run out, it'll also say, and Alzheimer's disease, okay? And so it goes into 37 different diseases you can get. You have osteoporosis of the skull. And so much of what you're suffering from comes from osteoporosis in the skull. And you take the program, and guess what? You are going to be a new man within weeks. It'll be a miracle.
Good luck, Robert. And if you missed anything, call the number, 1-855-949-7234. How many people are running around with osteosporosis of the skull?
Oh, osteoporosis of the skull, George. It turns out that there's, when you're talking about adults, you're talking about maybe 75% of the people over age 50.
Wow.
Okay, have osteoporosis of the skull. And it has the formula of what nutrients to take in that book and in the CD, by the same title, It's All in Your Head. And, excuse me, it's one of those things where you go to a doctor and he says, I need to send you to a psychiatrist. I need to send you to a gastroenterologist. I need to send you to a urologist. I need to send you to a, let's see here, oh, you have a kidney problem, so I need to send you to a urologist. All this, you have heart problems. You have atrial fibrillation. Well, atrial fibrillation is not a heart problem. The skull is squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which is causing...
It's a spinal cord thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a spinal cord thing being caused by osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord.
Let's go to Frank in the Ozarks. Welcome to the show. Hey, Frank. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to speak to you, Mr. George and Dr. Wall.
Okay.
I remember you talking one time about you took on a challenge with a knife fishing.
Yes. Remember that macular degeneration doctor?
Yes, and how are you doing now, George, with your macular degeneration?
I don't have. But I have one eye cataract. I was wondering if there's anything that...
Yeah, how old are you and what do you weigh?
I'm 67 and I weigh 170 pounds.
He's breaking up a little bit, Doc. Six.
Yeah, I got the numbers.
Okay.
Okay, and, maybe one more question. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times, 10 times?
None.
Okay, good. All right, I ask that because when the skull is squeezing your spinal cord, the spinal cord tells your urinary bladder to urinate. Okay, so...
I didn't know that.
Sir?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, most doctors don't know that. And so, being a pathologist, I would always take a lot of information from the families of the people I'm doing autopsies on, and I learned that there's a lot of stuff you can find out when you just ask people questions, and the doctors didn't pay any attention to it because they said, oh, you have a prostate problem while you're urinating five or six times a night. Well, doctor, I'm a girl. I don't have a prostate. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And so it had to be something else, and it turns out that the skull's squeezing the spinal cord, and the spinal cord is telling the urinary bladder to urinate.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but true. And so that's why I want people to get this book, because they can help their family, their friends, their church mates, their temple mates, all this kind of stuff, and save them an enormous amount of unnecessary misery and add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life. Okay, well, here we go. This guy's got tinnitus. He's got this, let's see here.
He's got ringing.
Cataracts, okay, and he's got macular degeneration. The macula is the part of the retina of the eye where the optic nerve is coming in, okay? And the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein are being squeezed by the skull when you have osteoporosis. And you start getting blurry vision, and the doctors say, oh, you have a cataract. We need to go in and do cataract surgery. And he does cataract surgery, and you come out, and you're just as blind as you were before you went in for cataract surgery because it's the skull squeezing the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein. Okay? You get glaucoma. The pressure goes up in the eye. They want to do surgery and put in stents and tubes and all this kind of stuff. But it's because you have the macula is being affected because the optic nerve, the optic artery, and optic vein are being squeezed. And so the eye is a victim of the osteoporosis of the skull because the second cranial nerve, the optic nerve, is the second cranial nerve being squeezed. Okay, so do what we said. Get rid of all the bad foods. It's your body weight. You want 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of something twice a day. You get our Ocutive just in case. Get 2 bottles of that, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. You also want to take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And that's going to support and promote healthy blood flow through the arteries and veins, including your optic artery and optic vein and the optic nerve. Excuse me. And we have miracles. We have people who've been blind for years. Okay, so one other thing I want to throw in is Synaptive, which has all the brain cells talk to each other. Take 3 of those twice a day. And then call us in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks, and you're going to have a great testimony on, say, within 4 to 6 weeks on George's show.
That's amazing. And, you know, nothing thrills me more, Doc, when I'm at live conferences and people come up to me and thank us for what you and Pharmacist Ben have done. You really help a lot of people.
Well, thank you for that feedback. And Pharmacist Ben is just really a great asset, okay? And, of course, we actually have a program so people can get involved if they want to, and they don't have any professional degrees. If they want to be one of our... let's see here. They're a certified holistic health coach, and it's a little course they take, and we teach them all this stuff, and they get a certificate, and they can start a little business as a certified holistic health coach.
I like that. Text and tweets, what do you have for Doc, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this one's from Myra in Los Angeles. She wants to know if people with neuropathy can have pedicures.
Well, of course they can have pedicures, and if they have neuropathy, If they get off all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, they want to live like an Asian, take our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, take the, go ahead and take the collagen peptides, the scuba that with their morning drink, evening drink, take the MSM, three of those three times a day, and the vitamin D3, take three of those twice a day, and guess what? With their peripheral neuropathies, they'll all go away, and they can do anything they want.
Neuropathy is what, a nerve thing on the bottom of the feet?
Well, you can have a peripheral neuropathy. You can in your eyes when the skull is squeezing the optic nerve. Okay, or you can have, you have macular degeneration. You can have the neuropathy because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord, which is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. That's a peripheral neuropathy. Anything that happens downstream, when people get trigger or hammer toes, they get hammer toes because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord way upstream. But that signal is going all the way down that nerve down to the second toe, and you get a hammer toe, and it's a peripheral neuropathy. That's not, and you can put all the medicine on you want on that toe, it's not going to go away because you got to deal with the skull.
We've got time for one more quick call before we get to the top of the hour, but we're coming back for another hour of phone calls. So if you don't get on this half hour, don't fret because we'll get to you. Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Doc, I think of that movie, Mo Gamble, where Grace Kelly was cornered by a panther. But my question is on hydration. I know you were in Africa where it got pretty hot. Mm-hmm. You were dealing with elephants, rhinos, lions, et cetera,
yep.
et cetera. And I want to relate that to hydration in humans, what you saw there.
Okay.
How quickly do people get dehydrated, and how dangerous is that?
Well, dehydration can be fatal. That's pretty dangerous.
Sure is.
And so I learned when I was in Scouts before I went to Africa about the hydration. I was an athlete and lettered at the University of Missouri in wrestling, and they wouldn't let me play football because I only weighed 110 pounds, but I did letter in football in high school. And so I was an athlete and knew about hydration. And so when I came back, I invented a hydration drink for athletes for Theo Ratliff, a 24-year-old basketball player who developed bone-to-bone arthritis in his knees, only 24 years old. He lost a $35 million contract because of that with the Atlanta Hawks. And I came up with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for him. Actually used the first collagen from beef collagen, which we call Gluvagel. Added that to our 90 essential nutrients, so we call it the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And then I came up also for Theo with a sports drink called Rebound. We have it in cans, canisters, and in sticks, 30 sticks in a box, 36 servings in a canister, and there's no carbonation in the canister or the sticks. But in the can, there's carbonation, so I snap the top on the cans at night and put them in the refrigerator, and I'll have it at breakfast or lunch the next day because it goes flat. I want it flat. I don't want the carbonation. It has 100 nutrients in it, 100 nutrients in a Rebound, for sports drinks and for energy and hydration. It has 75 minerals, 25 vitamins, amino acids, and it tastes great. Kids love it. But don't give it to kids after 4 o'clock because they'll stay up all night, just because of energy, not because of caffeine, but because of energy, And so Rebound, we have cases of cans, and the cases have 12 cans in them. It's one of those things where we go through a lot of cans because we have a lot of guests and so forth. We go through a lot of the sticks, which we give them as gifts.
Doc, hang on with us. So we're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back for a final hour to go of phone calls with you next.